Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Generational wealth transfer is becoming a much more common thing these days as the baby boomer generation, once known as the largest population group, was recently surpassed in size by the millennials. Our next guest says that these transfers are increasingly coming down the pipeline in the form of trusts, and he has some suggestions if this happens to you. Chris Cabry is a certified financial planner with Wells Fargo Advisors, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenwood, South Carolina. Chris, welcome back to the program.
I'm glad to be here, Mike.
Are you seeing a lot of clients walking through the door nowadays that have just inherited a trust, or maybe longtime clients you've had are setting up trusts, or is a little bit of both?
I'm seeing a lot of people ask about or inquire about trust and what's the best thing to do. I'm also seeing that next generation inherit these trusts that their parents have or grandparents have set up for them. So there's three really good things that we like to talk about in that particular event.
Okay, well, let's walk through these then. Let's start with suggestion number one.
I think the first thing is to take a look at what your advisory team's going to look like. And that could be the trustee, it could be a CPA, a lawyer, or even a corporate trustee.
Okay, and so you've gathered a team together. What's next?
I think the biggest thing next would be the terms of the trust. What does it mean for the beneficiary? Are there any age restrictions? Are there distribution restrictions? We also talk about the lifetime of the trust. Is it for that individual until they turn 35, 45, or is it going to be for their lifetime?
And how often do you see a lifetime trust?
Well, we do see that occasionally. That more of special needs trust when they're trying to take care of a child or something to that effect that needs some help. And then there's also some generation skipping trust that there's so much wealth there that we're establishing different trusts for different beneficiaries of different generations.
All right. And so we've built a team to help us with this trust. We've read through it. We understand it now with the help of our advisors. What's suggestion number three?
I guess the next thing is about taking distributions from the trust. I think it's important for those beneficiaries to know how they're going to be taxed, talk with their legal and their investment team to say, hey, can I really afford that Mercedes or will a Toyota do? And they're fiduciaries, and so they're going to work in your best interest. Or the beneficiary's best interest and help explain those types of things. And then that money's going to last for the anticipated time of the grantor.
Okay, and so what is the purpose of a trust to begin with? The person who set up the trust, why would they do this to begin with?
A couple of reasons, Mike. I think one of them is somebody might not have the financial expertise, and they don't want that beneficiary, if you will, to run through the money in a 2 or 3 year period. That's usually the case there. And some beneficiaries just don't want that responsibility, and they've communicated that with their mother or their father. And this is a way to take care of that as well.
Well, Chris, over the years, handling these investments and these trusts, setting them up and helping beneficiaries once they've inherited them, share with us a real-world example, if you can, of maybe one of the more unique experiences that has happened.
I guess we had one grantor that placed, he had basically a concentrated stock position of mainly two stocks, and it was significant sums. He placed these into different trusts that he was partnership with him and his beneficiaries, and it was able to shelter a special use valuation because it was so highly concentrated, and we got to reduce that valuation by almost 40% on the estate tax side by using that particular strategy. And it probably saved the beneficiaries $13 to $17 million in estate tax.
Well, Chris, great information. As always, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks for having me, Mike. I really appreciate it.
Chris Cabry is a certified financial planner with Wells Fargo Advisors in Greenwood, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And never miss a show by subscribing to our podcast, which you can find anywhere you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.